Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danlishan. Congratulations on a 2-0 victory away at Redditch United. A professional performance, another win. That's now four on the spin. Gary?
Yeah, today's one of them games again where you just come and you get the job done. You couldn't... told the boys not to make sure that they didn't take Redditch for granted. The fact that they were rock bottom in the table didn't make... good reading for me. I've seen it before where you turn up and you think it's going to be easy because they're in the position they're in. So I made sure beforehand that the boys knew and understood that we wouldn't take Greenwich for granted. Like you said, professional performance. We've come away with the points and really at this stage of the season, that's all that we really want to do. We want to make sure we keep picking points up. In terms of the performance, professional. I thought we could have been clinical and ruthless a few more times on the pitch. But obviously, you know, these games, you know, they come thick and fast, and some of the lads are like tired. We've played four games now in the space of like 10-14 days, and it takes its toll. And obviously, we're at the business end of the season as well. People have picked up little niggles and stuff like that, so it was a case of coming here today, just getting the job done and getting out again, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, as Andrew, as Gary alluded to there, it did seem at times that Tamworth played within themselves and did enough, really. I just wanted to ask you, is it more difficult sometimes to motivate the players when you're playing a team that are rock bottom and you're expected to win?
Yeah, I think because unless you turn up and possibly win and win comfortably, then all you can be a banana skin. So I think also the lads will, in the back of their mind, sort of understand that they're bottom of the league and they turn up with that in their mind because obviously all they see the league tables. What I would say is that for me, it's a mentality that every game's important because they're all worth 3 points. So when you turn up at Redditch or you turn up against Royston, they're just worth 3 points. So that's the message we wanted to give to the lads. But sometimes as well, I think the lads were in themselves when they go 2-0 up, and I felt they showed a bit of temper at the start of the second half. When they go 2-0 up, then it's sort of they're managing themselves as well because they know that there's been a lot of games in a short period of time. And to be fair, we've had Omidoh Ben come back today from injury, Tyra Waite come back from injury. You know, Chris Late didn't play today. He come on this Tuesday. He's still sort of like nursing an injury. And to be fair, me and Gaz don't really complain about the injuries that we have because we believe in the squad that we've got. But for the amount of injuries that we've had lately and how we've managed this period of games with the injuries that we've had, I think is tremendous in terms of the lads, in terms of the squad size.
Absolutely. Gary, first start for Liam Hearn today in place of Dan Creaney. I believe he's got a hamstring injury.
Yeah, Dan's carrying a little bit of a sore hamstring.
First goal. And got us underway after 20 minutes. Could, should, maybe have had another one. Brilliantly set up by Omidoh Ben. How did you rate his performance?
Yeah, I thought he did well. Liam's been chomping at the bit and waiting to get onto the pitch. And you could see today the experience that he's got, you know, in terms of his holding up of the ball and bringing people into the game. And obviously he needed that game. He needed the minutes today, and I thought he got through it fine. It was a little bit tight, and we ended up bringing him about an hour or so, 65 minutes or something. But all in all, I think what he's done today has been fantastic, and it's been helpful for us as a management team. And his experience in that changing room is second to none as well, in the way he helps the rest of the players as well. So I'm pleased for him, and hopefully we'll get some more out of him as well before the end of the season.
Okay, am I right in saying he's with us until after the Rushden Diamonds game next week before that's reviewed?
Obviously, his loan move comes to an end, and then we need to make a decision as to where we go from there. But I'm sure we'll put our heads together and make a decision that's right for the football club.
Help scoring.
Andrew, another player I'd like to single out for praise today was Luke Little. Many thought he'd left the club earlier in the week, and then he's back, and he's put an assured performance in this afternoon and got his first goal for the club as well. The kid must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I mean, he took his goal really, really well. He showed a bit of skill as well. I think he's put it through the legs of the legs and then ran round him and finished it with a plum, if you like. He defensively was signed today. I seen sort of the fans sort of asking where he is and where he's been, and obviously sometimes there's some personal reasons that we can't share all the time with the fans. We have to be professional as a management team about things that we do, so when fans are sort of asking, they'd like to know and stuff like that, sometimes there's some stuff that we just don't share. So I thought he did really, really well. He's had like one or two things going on which he's sorted out, so that's why we didn't really answer back to some of the things. And then he's turned up today and he's scored a goal and sort of returned in the correct way and answered sort of the questions really, really well. I'm happy for him. He was delighted. He came, I think, and gave Smudge an hug. He said that it was like he couldn't move after that hug, it was that strong. But yeah, good for him to get a goal, and the second goal as well, it sort of put it in our favour, the 3 points, if you like. So yeah, to be fair to Luke, he hasn't really had a bad game for us. He's done really, really well in the games that he's had. He's bright, he's energetic, he wants to learn. He had the one sort of blip at Nuneaton, but again, you make them as players. The lads really like him, he learns off them, and his attitude's really good, so there's no issues with Luke Little, and I'm glad that the fans seen him today, and I'm sure that Facebook will be appeased later, and the fans will be buzzing.
Absolutely. Okay, Gary, on to Tuesday evening then, before we open up that can of worms any further.
I'll leave it there. I'm going to get some stick myself.
The visit of Kidsgrove Athletic now, the Birmingham Senior Cup, and Staff Senior Cup. What kind of team can we see versus Kidsgrove?
Obviously, we're going to get together again between now and tomorrow evening. We'll make decisions on who we'll put out. We're not 100% sure yet, because obviously we've just got this one out of the way. But we'll knock heads as the management, as we normally do, and we'll decide on which players we think need another 90 minutes, more minutes under their belts. And it will be a mixture, obviously, of first team players and under 21 scholars.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, gents, and we'll catch up with you after Tuesday's game.
Brilliant.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you.